Irwin, and others in the Avondale School. St. Helena, California, February 6, 1907. To Professor Irwin and others bearing responsibilities in the Avondale School. Dear fellow workers, we are much pleased to have the privilege of hearing how greatly the blessing of the Lord is resting upon the Avondale School. How pleased I should be to see the grounds as they are now, looking as I was instructed they might look under proper, intelligent cultivation. In the darkest hour of the establishment of the Avondale School, when the outlook seemed the most discouraging, I was sitting in the hotel in Kurenbong, then used by our people, completely wearied out by the complaints made regarding the land. My heart was sick and sore. But suddenly, a great peace came upon me. Angels seemed to be in the room, and then the words were spoken, "Look ye." And I saw flourishing, cultivated land, bearing its treasure of fruit and root crops. Many resources were spread out before me, and wherever my eye was directed, I saw prosperity. I saw the school filled with promising students. All seemed to be helped, by the inspiration of well-organized efforts, to stand and work upon a high platform. There was so large a number of pleasant faces that I could not fail to understand that the light of the Lord's countenance was lifted upon them. A great light and peace came upon me. I was so blessed that I praised the Lord aloud, saying, "His word is fulfilled. God will spread a table in the wilderness." See Psalm 78, verse 19. I had this vision in that hotel, when the enemy was working decidedly to create forebodings and unbelief. Since then, I have not had 1 hour of discouragement in regard to the Avondale School. Early in the morning, at 6 o'clock, someone tapped at the door of my room and inquired, "Will Sister White speak to the students this morning?" I said, "I will." I found a goodly number assembled, and I told them what God had revealed to me in the night season. Brother Rousseau and all the rest present listened with intense interest. When I had finished speaking, Brother Rousseau said, "Sister White, a similar impression came to me, and now, for the first time, I confess my unbelief. If the Lord will pardon me, not another shade will I cast upon your soul to cause you sorrow. I will now look and work on the side of faith." We felt the Holy Spirit's power in that meeting. Since that time, we have had unwavering faith regarding the school. At this time, not a building was started. The ground was being prepared, but there were a few who did not have faith to go forward. But after this, all took hold to carry forward the work in faith and hope. You may be assured that we rejoice that you have taken hold intelligently to act your part. Let the Lord work, and we shall see of His salvation. I wish this letter to go in this mail, so that you may know that I appreciate the work that has made such good advancement under faithful, painstaking effort. We shall be glad to hear from you at any time. We shall try to respond, if it be only in a few words. Let us have reports from the school. With much love to you all, teachers and students.